Dancing with the Stars is back on ABC, and that means we need to check in with one of the pros. Cheryl Burke is joining us on the line. Hello there.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time. I know you're already geared up and ready to go, probably already like wearing the sequins and everything. Are you that geared up already?
Oh, for sure. Definitely the sequins and the spray tan and makeup, hair, you name it.
It's like Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
Here on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, this season, speaking of seasons, you're teamed up with, I'm not going to lie, a little bit jealous of you, Juan Pablo DePace, right?
Yes, Juan Pablo. He is, he's doing a great job, and I was very happy when, he walked through that door and I saw Juan Pablo.
Okay, so what's the first thing you notice about him when he walks through the door?
Well, first off, I've done the show now for 21 seasons, okay? Yeah. So, I've had everybody from, politicians to entertainers to athletes, you name it. I do get a lot of the athletes. So I thought for sure I was going to probably get another athlete. But it was nice when he walked through the door. I was like, oh, the first thing I noticed was, wow, he's not that tall because I'm only 5'4". And some of these guys I've danced with, the tallest I think was Rick Fox. He was 6'7". So the fact that when Juan walked through the door and he was, not my height, obviously a lot taller, but still like almost when you walk through, when your partner walks through the door, you're like, can I move him? Can I back lead him? And that's a yes.
But how do you not get distracted though? I guess, being partnered with someone who's smoking hot makes the sexy routines easier, I'm sure. But I guess you're just focused on the routine, right? That take me there. What's going through your head?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've danced since I was a little kid. So for me, a routine's a routine. I think it could be, my fiancé, Matt, he's also an actor. So he's able to, it's a scene, basically. It's a scene, and then when it's over, it's over. When that music stops, it's over,
Yeah.
And it's something that is part of dancing. I wouldn't say acting because I hate putting on an act. Mm-hmm. It's more like it's just the intensity of the music and the choreography that brings the chemistry, hopefully together as a couple.
Do you find that, and you don't have to give names, but do you find that there's one type of person that's better at dance? Are athletes better just because they're used to, the footwork and things, or how does it go?
Well, everyone is different, obviously. Like you've got some athletes who are very tall and they can't really do much because it's ballroom dancing. You got to move quick on your feet. But the common denominator, I would say, with athletes is that they love to be coached and they know how to be coached. A lot of the contestants, may not be used to, let's say, someone barking at them every single minute.
Right.
It's a different sport, and I would say that ballroom dancing is a sport in that sense. So athletes, they get it. Understand that it takes a lot of work, the body's going to hurt, they're used to being sore. And then when you have, actors, let's say, with Juan, he is moving parts of his body that he's never moved before, and he is so sore sometimes that it's hard for him to even, get out of bed and come to the dance studio, he said. So it's different. I think with acting, you could put on an act. I think when it's lights, camera, action, it's something that they easily can kind of mold into faking to be a professional ballroom dancer in a way and having that chemistry. But there's a fine line, I think, between athletes and actors. It just depends on, their ability, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to stop talking about Juan Pablo. It's getting too warm in here, okay? So do you get a sense, though, of who is or will be a good dancer? Can you just see some, maybe it's in the way that they're walking, or maybe are there some tells? Because you're an expert, you've been doing this, as you say, for 20 some seasons. Are you able to see, okay, he's going to be good to dance with, or we're going to have trouble?
Basically, yeah, I can tell when someone, just their body language, the way they're holding themselves up, if they are in tune with their body, if they're able to use their core from the moment they step foot on a dance floor. I only need about 10, 20 minutes to assess you if this is going to be something that's going to be an easy challenge. It's a challenge in general.
Right. And so I have to ask then, your man, did he have to pass the dance test for you? Is that something, because some women I need a person who cooks. I need somebody who whatever. Was that a prerequisite for you and your relationship?
Absolutely not. I'm actually quite the opposite. I love that my fiance Matt. I would love that he can't really, I mean, he can do it. I think he's like one of those closet dancers. I know he has rhythm for sure. We don't like go out dancing. We don't really go out much. We're like homebodies. So the fact that we have other conversations and that he's not part of the world that I'm a part of and vice versa, it's interesting and it keeps things exciting, because if I worked with Matt, I think it would just end up, you know, we would both be complaining about the same things, you know, and it's just, I think it's better this way.
Yeah, well, you'd always be talking shop and you'd never get out of that.
Always be talking dancing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Singing cha-cha and samba.
Tell me about choreographing a routine. And I always ask musicians what the process is like writing a song. You know, do you have the words first? Do you have the music first? So when you're doing a dance routine, do you start with the song? Do you start with maybe the style of music? How does it work?
Well, with each style of dance and with each dance, there is a certain BPM, right? So you know that the tempo has to be a certain speed and it has to have certain beats in it. So in general, like, we don't get our music, like, when we first meet, we have no music, basically, for the first week. So I just teach them basics, because with every style, whether it's Latin or the standard ballroom style where we do waltz, etc., there's fundamentals, and there's a whole technique book and rule book for ballroom dancing. So it's important to kind of establish that foundation before even choreographing anyway, just to be able to know their strengths and weaknesses.
Is there one style?
And then when I come, when I actually choreograph, and then I get the music, I have to wait until I get the music, because there's certain accents, let's say, in a certain song, or, you know, there's a cut version, edited version of the song, because we can only dance for, let's say, a minute and a half, you know? So it's important that I wait for the music, but I do have certain steps that I would want to highlight for sure. For each partner.
Right. Now, is there one style of dance that is the easiest for a beginner to learn? Because, again, as we've said, you worked with people of different abilities and occupations. And so I guess when you're teamed up with these celebs who aren't dancers, how do you break them in?
Well, you know, it's important that, you know, we don't really get to pick the dance, okay? Or we don't really get to choose exactly the song we want. We are allowed to give song choices, right? But then there's this whole clearance process or whatever. But either way, you sometimes want to dance a slower dance because they can't memorize a routine, or you want to do the fast Latin dances because they have that natural movement and the flow between foot to foot. Sometimes you want to do the standard dances because you're connected to your partner and hopefully you can back lead them, you know? So it just depends on who my partner is, really. Hopefully, I mean, the ideal situation would be that, you know, they're great at both styles, both the Latin fast dances and the ballroom dances.
I'm looking at the different teams that are on this season. I'm sure you've sized up the competition. Who do you say is going to be your closest competition, and then who do you think doesn't stand a chance?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm not going to be that harsh.
Darn.
Listen, you never know. I mean, if we don't get people's votes, we could be the ones going home first. There's lots of shockers that has mm-hmm. happened before. Hopefully that's not the case. But I always think that the football player, he is with Lindsay DeMarcus, he's going to probably make the top four, if not top three.
Okay. So now I know you won, it was your first two seasons, wasn't it? The first two you were on?
Yes. Many, many, many years ago.
I was going to say, so how do you change that? Like, what sets your duo apart from the rest this season?
Well, this season, I think, you know, just for me in general, it's the experience. You can't really beat that, right? Because I kind of know the ins and outs of the show and, you know, how, you know, this whole show is not just a dance competition. It's also, you know, the journey, and people want to feel like they're involved and that they've helped you accomplish whatever goal you wanted to accomplish. So it's... I think that's the one thing that, you know, I've been a seasoned pro, you know, I've done 21 seasons, as I said, but, like, I think that it's also important for me to challenge myself, and Juan, he actually has that natural ability of movement, which is great, and that makes it better for me as a teacher, because I don't have to teach this guy how to walk, you know, that's important.
And with a name like his, you just know that he just seems like he's going to have moves on the dance. I told you, stop mentioning his name.
Well, you know, I thought it was actually going to be maybe Juan Pablo the Bachelor.
Oh,
right? He's also Juan Pablo. There's a few of them. A few famous Juan Pablo.
That's right. All right. Well, okay. So who would be your Juan Pablo of choice then?
Definitely this one.
Okay.
Juan Pablo from Fuller House.
I hear you on that
actor.
One.
Actor.
All right. Well, Dancing with the Stars is back on ABC. Cheryl, when can we catch the show?
Well, you can catch the show Monday night, and then we're doing another show Tuesday night. Tune in.
We will be watching. Cheryl Burke, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck in the competition.
Thank you so much.